AP News for Friday, January 22nd. I'm Tim McGuire. A timeline is set for former President Trump's second impeachment trial, opening arguments on the 8th of next month.
On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the article of impeachment charging Donald Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in Tuesday, with arguments beginning about 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
Not everyone agrees. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Meanwhile, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, will present the defense for Donald Trump, the first president to undergo an impeachment trial after leaving office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Biden has also called on Congress to quickly begin work on his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief and recovery package. He notes that the price tag is high, but the needs are great and the timeline is right.
At this moment of crisis, with the interest rates as low as they are, historic lows, it is smart fiscal investment, including deficit spending. And they're more urgent than ever.
Conservative Republicans in Congress call their proposal an expensive, unworkable liberal wish list. Hank Aaron is dead at 86. The Atlanta Braves home run legend who broke Babe Ruth's career home run mark in 1974 died in his sleep. In Atlanta, Ad Seymour tells WSB.
I read every Hank Aaron book as a kid. I tried to hit like him. I always wanted to wear 44. When I was a child, Hank Aaron was the big sports hero.
Seymour adding that Aaron may have lived a long life, but the nation still needs heroes.
We need guys like Hank Aaron around.
This is AP News. A former state Make-A-Wish CEO is charged with embezzlement.
A former CEO of Make-A-Wish, Iowa, is facing felony charges alleging she embezzled tens of thousands of dollars from the charity. 40-year-old Jennifer Woodley faces two charges, first-degree theft and unauthorized use of a credit card. According to criminal complaints unsealed Friday, Woodley awarded herself a $10,000 bonus in October 2019, 2 months after becoming the group's president and CEO. And over a 10-month span, Woodley allegedly made 84 unauthorized purchases for personal use on an organization credit card totaling more than $23,000. Woodley and her husband have two daughters who have required brain surgery. One received a trip to Walt Disney World through Make-A-Wish, Iowa before Woodley was hired as CEO. I'm Mike Gracia.
One person is dead, two others in critical condition after a Grand Canyon-bound tour bus rolled over in Arizona. 44 others were treated for minor injuries. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.